The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood. The pollsters got it right. Mitt Romney easily won Florida. But that still leaves him 1,057 delegates away from clinching the Republican nomination. Doesn't bother him, though.
A competitive primary does not divide us. It prepares us, and we will win.
And guess who agrees with him?
We are going to contest every place, and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. After winning by a 15% margin, Mitt Romney was energized, confident last night. You could almost hear him saying it was morning in America.
My leadership will end the Obama era and begin a new era of American prosperity.
And as for government spending,
without raising taxes, I will finally get America to a balanced budget.
But he set no timelines, didn't say when these things would happen. Whereas Newt Gingrich already has the clock ticking. By executive order, he would immediately commence construction of the Keystone Pipeline. He would abolish all the White House czars. He would instruct the State Department to open a new embassy in Jerusalem. And if Republicans take the Congress, he would re-deregulate the banks and repeal Obamacare. No mention of the moon, but still a pretty ambitious agenda. And when would all this happen?
All this is going to happen about 2 hours after the inaugural address.
2 hours after the inaugural address. And why should you believe him? Well, because he promises to issue a document, modeled after a document you may have heard of, a signed pledge between himself and the voters.
I promise you that if I become your president, I pledge to you my life, my fortune, and my sacred honor. This is about America. Good luck and God bless.
I recognize those words. My guess is he will sign his name in really big letters. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, February 1st, 2012.